Bad weather is hitting a crucial stretch of the Iditarod Trail along the Yukon River, and that's throwing a wrench into the plans of some of the top teams. One critical checkpoint is all but shut down, and teams are reconsidering their strategies as they figure out where they'll take their mandatory rest on the way to the coast. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes is on the line from the checkpoint in Anvik. And Zach, tell us what's going on out there.
So in Anvik, very little is going on. The big story here is that bad weather has closed down the checkpoint at Eagle Island. And what that means is that they can't fly supplies in or out reliably. And so judges with the Iditarod have said that the mandatory 8-hour rest mushers are required to take at one of the checkpoints along the river cannot be taken at Eagle Island. They'll have some of the bare essentials for mushers to get by, but no straw, no food, no dog food, no drop bags full of supplies. And in effect said, you can't take your 8-hour rest here, so you got to take it somewhere else. And that's changing up the strategies for a lot of the top mushers as they figure out where to most effectively rest their teams to keep up speeds and rebuild some of their strength.
So what does this mean at this point in the race? Is this good for some mushers and not for others?
Right now, this is good for Nicholas Petit. Nick did a 79-mile run from Iditarod, blasted through Shagaluk, and got to Anvik quite early this morning. It's 5:21, give or take. And he just declared his 8-hour rest right away before hearing any of this news that came down later in the day about Eagle Island being closed. So Nick is coming off his required 8-hour rest with a presumably recharged dog team. The other two main contenders at the front are Mitch Seavey and Jorlisa Olsen, and they got the news about the checkpoint being shut down a little bit later on, and you know they hadn't taken their 8-hour rest yet. So if they were planning on taking it at Eagle Island, which is a fair assumption given how they'd been running and resting their teams, that was just taken off the table.
So is this a big change for these mushers? Is this a big wrench in their plans?
You know, we're going to see. That's the big question right now is how much does this affect the top three teams and then, you know, jockeying for top 10, top 15, top 20.
And as we're headed into the weekend, you know, what are you watching for over the next couple of days?
Well, the next couple of days are crucial. What I'm watching for is how people look in Caltag and how they're positioned there. That's the last checkpoint along the Yukon River. It's where, you know, by that point you haven't taken your 8-hour rest, you've got to do it there. If mushers push their dogs a little bit too hard earlier in the Yukon, that's where we're going to start to see teams slow down, be a little stickier. And as they cross that portage between Caltag and Unalakleet, that's really going to dictate a lot of the positioning heading to the coast.
And when do we expect the first mushers to reach Nome?
Man, if I had a exact answer for that, I'd be a richer man. The fast precedent holds the first musher will reach Nome between Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. This race has been a little bit slower than some of the more recent ones, but the southern route hasn't been run since 2013. So we'll see.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Zach, and stay warm out there.
Thank you.
That's Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes on the Iditarod Trail in Anvik.